Ever get that, like, you know when you search for something online and the like the top results, ugh, they're just not helpful at
Oh,
all.
totally.
It's like one site's just repeating stuff you've seen a million times
Yeah.
before, or it's like crammed with ads. You can barely find the actual information.
Oof, the worst.
So that's kind of what we're looking at today, right? Google, they've announced this big update to their search ranking algorithm, and we've got this news article about it here.
Okay, cool.
And our mission, we got to figure out what this change means for, you know, the quality of information that we're all finding online.
Yeah, it's a big one for a lot of people have been talking about this, you know, for a while now.
Oh, yeah.
People are frustrated, right? They're seeing these kind of crappy websites ranking super high. It's like, why?
Right, exactly. It's like, come on, Google. So this article, it says Google's trying to fix that, right? Like they have two main goals. One, they want to like push down those low quality sites. And two, they want to boost the sites that are, you know, like actually really good, high quality.
Right.
So when we say like low quality, what are we even talking about? What kind of sites are those?
Okay, so the article, it gives a few examples, right? First, there's the sites that they don't add much value.
Okay.
Like they're not really giving you anything new.
Uh-huh.
Then you have the sites that just copy stuff from other websites.
Plagiarism Central.
Exactly. And finally, there's just the sites that are like, you know, just not helpful.
Useless.
Totally. And get this, they actually mentioned some names like AnswerBag and eHow.
Oh yeah, those ring a bell.
I know, right? And the article talks about how these sites, they churn out articles based on like what people are searching for.
Oh, so they're playing the system.
Yeah, it's like they're trying to get clicks, even if like the content's not that great. It's all about quantity, not quality.
It's so frustrating. It feels like a trick almost.
It is, and Google's finally addressing that. So on the flip side, we have those high-quality websites.
So what makes a website high quality then?
Well, according to the article, these are the sites that have like original content and information, you know, like stuff that's actually researched,
Okay, interesting.
in-depth reports, thoughtful analysis, stuff like that. Google wants to reward the websites that are actually putting in the effort.
That makes a lot of sense. So, I mean, Google's always messing with its algorithm, right?
Oh, yeah.
The article said something like 500 changes a year.
It's a lot.
So, like, what makes this change such a big deal?
Well, those other changes, those are just like small tweaks, you know.
Yeah.
This one's a major overhaul. The article says it's going to affect like almost 12% of searches.
Wow, that's huge.
Right. Think about how many searches happen every day. That's a lot of results that are going to look different. This isn't just some little adjustment.
So we're talking like a noticeable change in what people are seeing.
Exactly.
So to like sum up, this article tells us that Google's, you know, going all in on quality. They're pushing down the sites that are like, you know, useless, the copycats, the ones that don't offer anything new.
Yeah.
And they're trying to highlight those sites with like, you know, original, in-depth, and like really useful information.
Precisely. So, you know, you might start seeing more results from sources that are like real experts in their field.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, and less of that rehashed stuff.
I mean, that's the goal, right? We want to get to the good stuff faster.
Totally. Less time wasted on junk, more time actually learning something.
That's what I'm talking about. So for all you listeners out there, hopefully this means you'll be seeing a lot more of that high quality stuff, a lot less of the, you know.
The fluff.
Exactly. It's going to be really interesting to see how all of this actually plays out.
It is. And, you know, this brings up a really interesting question for everyone listening, right? Think about it. Like, what do you personally consider, you know, high quality information?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, and how will all these changes from Google change how you like find and use information online? What makes a website like truly valuable and trustworthy to you?
So much to think about. Thanks for listening, everyone.